Today we're talking Emirates and fuel surcharges on another Milenomics Shortcut. Hey, Robert, we are back on our shortcuts. This is actually our first shortcut since we started the Milenomics Podcast Network. So, a lot of great content that we've been putting out on that, but we don't want to neglect our feed here on the main blog. And I think that this chat today, it's going to be short, but it's also going to set up a bigger conversation that you'll be having later this week.
Yeah, so I'm planning to get on a Instagram Live with Spencer from Straight to the Point. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was what you just mentioned, Emirates and fuel surcharges. On our paid show, we recorded about 5-10 minutes on it. So we thought we would splice that into the free feed here, kind of tee up the conversation that I'm going to have with Spencer. We'll talk about this and other things related to award travel. You know, it's a whole different part of the game, the redemption side of this game. You know, it's one thing to go out and earn points and miles, but it's completely different. Skill set almost navigating these foreign carriers and the complexities associated with call centers and partner of fuel surcharges and different fragmented award availability through different programs. So I'm looking forward to talking with him about that and more. So anything else to add before we give this a listen?
No, you know, I'm interested in hearing two award, you know, you're covertly, Robert, or I think you fly under the radar. You are really into the mechanics of booking awards. That's maybe something people aren't familiar with, because you're also so into the earning side of everything that we do with points and miles. And I think that that's a rare combination. So whatever you guys talk about, I will be tuned in. The number one issue for me that you guys have to talk about is whether or not Emirates has removed fuel surcharges on all award bookings or just their metal. You know, the idea of flying Emirates metal for me is extremely unappealing. And I know that that might be surprising to someone listening, because the person listening to this might be saying, what are you, nuts? That's the absolute best thing. I want to fly them everywhere if I could ever, you know. But for me, Robert, it's just so inconvenient. The route network is not lining up well with where I want to go when I want to go. And so the partner award side is what I'm much more interested in. Are you also interested more in that?
I've never flown Emirates myself. Haven't had need to go through the Middle East that way. So yeah, I'm definitely interested in it because the award chart is very favorable with some of the partners on paper. But there are quite a bit of limitations, and I look forward to getting into that with Spencer more. So let's give this a listen, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody on Instagram Live on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7:30 Eastern. Follow Straight to the Points on Instagram, and you should be able to watch along with that.
With that, Robert, we've decided to include a clip from our Patreon-only show on this topic right here. This is a topic that we talked about last week when we recorded our newest show, and we're including that clip here as a shortcut for everyone to listen before they hear you with Spencer on Instagram Live. All right, hey, that gets us out of follow-up, gets us into the news. A lot of news with airlines and frequent flyer programs this week. You want to take the first one, Robert?
Yes. Emirates is no longer charging a crazy amount of taxes and fees on awards, and it makes booking Emirates first class, business class, with their own miles look like not such a ridiculous thing. Historically, it's been a very, very expensive thing. On top of all the miles, you have to pay tons of taxes and fees. They've taken those way down to the point where it's now the best way to book, maybe as always should have been, Emirates with Emirates miles. But this is compelling because so many bank points are transferable to Emirates, and it is a very straightforward way to be able to book that product. But you know, it used to be Alaska was the darling for redeeming for Emirates. They devalued that, so people have been wandering around in the woods looking for good ways to book Emirates, doing crazy things like Japan Airlines transferring to somehow ginning up Japan Airlines miles to be able to book with low miles and taxes and fees. But now, head on, no problem. So some ideas on what to do with this. There's these Fifth Freedom flights, you know, in addition to the obvious of, you know, flying Emirates first class. The Fifth Freedom flights from JFK to Milan, and I think there's one from Newark to Athens, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's not, I don't know if I think I saw that accurately or not, but a couple of options there that might not be obvious. I mean, not necessarily going to the Middle East that might be useful. But I started looking at partner awards, and the chart for North America to Japan on JAL is 125,000 round trip in business. And I think for most people, the most straightforward way to book that award is to book with Alaska or AA. But like we've been talking about here, you really need to consider the how easy it is to earn those miles and the number of miles required, and then also the taxes and fees, but also the difficulty of booking. And what I mean by that is, I was on the phone with Emirates this week talking about this, trying to estimate what the taxes and fees were on this award. And I made two calls. They went completely differently. I got completely different answers from each of the reps that I talked to. You know, you can't book one ways. It says you can book it online, but you really can't. It's just the whole thing. I started chatting with Spencer from Straight to the Points. And, you know, he was saying he had a post that he'd written that, and it had an estimate in the neighborhood of $400 for taxes and fees for the JAL award. I called them. They told me $60. It, really what I was thinking here was, with this, are they nerfing all taxes and fees?
Sure, on partners.
Right? It's unclear. Whatever's been talking about is Emirates, but that's what I was interested in. So much to the point that I'm going to go be on Instagram Live with Spencer on this. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it. So maybe a good time to announce it. Tuesday, June 2nd, just a few days from when we're recording here. Hopefully the show will be out. I'll put a link to it in the Slack channel. I'll be talking to Spencer about it. And this will be surely one thing to talk about, and specifically this one for sure as an example, but just get into his brain about the complexity of, I mean, I was on the phone, I don't know where these call centers were, and these people were, you know, they would just let the phone go silent for like 5 minutes. You know, I would ask them a question, they would just sit there.
Wow.
Like, are you still there? I'm like, yes, I'm looking. Like, what? You know, just really, really bizarre. Not a great call center. So I don't know. What do you think about that? The utility of Emirates, for partners, for the whole exploring of crazy awards. How much patience do you have for trying to figure out something that you don't have an immediate need for?
Ooh, that's a tough question, Robert. I would much rather experiment with things that are actionable now.
Yeah.
For example, Western Union. I mean, it doesn't have to be a booking channel. There's so many things on our plate. And if we were, you know, to create a list of, I would love to have more time to do X, Y, or Z, finding out how Emirates is handling this new situation would be very low on my list at this point in time. But I have to congratulate you for jumping at it. And you went right where I went with it. I'm not interested really at all at flying Emirates from LA because the connections are all just really inconvenient. So the partner side of it, that's really the only thing that interests me here. I would love to actually watch you on Instagram Live. So I can't wait to see that. And you'll be drinking with him, or what's the plan?
I think I might refrain from drinking. Seems like kind of a bad idea. It's like drunk history or something like that. I think I'll just try to have an up and up chat with him without drinking. We'll see. I don't know if that's a requirement. I'm not really too familiar with it.
I only watched one, so maybe it isn't. But I hope that something great will come out of that as far as answers. And doing something live sometimes is difficult, so I wish you all the best.
Well, thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth discussion about points and miles, visit us at patreon.com/milenomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about topics like these.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics, and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.